one thing missing so far from this Christmas season is proper Christmas weather. Snowy conditions and temperatures well below 0 degrees Celsius. So far this month, the mercury has stubbornly stayed well above freezing. Today, for example, it's around 11 degrees. That has some skiers suffering, with very few runs at any ski hills operating. Still, it's too early to get too worried yet. As Jan Wellinger reports, operators are confident things will soon take a turn for the better.
The last winter season was one of the longest in recent memory. This one can't seem to get started. So far this year, the ski season isn't much of a season at all, with temperatures in mountain areas stubbornly refusing to fall. Skiers who hope to be among the first on the slopes will just have to wait. Ski hill operators, while probably not thrilled about the late start either, have at least taken advantage of the situation to complete final touches, for example, weight testing new chairlifts. Earlier, I spoke with Ratka Zaharova, a representative of Snowhill, a company operating a number of high-profile ski hills in the Czech Republic, including North Bohemia's Ježked Mountain.
It's surprising we still don't have snow yet, but we are waiting for cooler weather in about 1 week. Usually we have snow in the beginning of December, but this season seems to be a little bit different, but we are working with the weather in our business and that we have to take this situation into account. We are looking forward to get the snow before Christmas, and we will have this season running till at least the end of March.
Though there's no question the season could have begun a lot sooner, last year started mid-November, the late start is not that unusual, and travel agencies, too, have not really registered any significant impact on package sales. Tomáš Brejcha, spokesman for the Chedok travel agency, says that experienced skiers understand that the beginning of the season is always a bit of a risk.
Most skiers, of course, count on conditions being better in the new year. Lately, we didn't see a drop, but actually a rise in the number of clients. But they're not skiers. As a rule, many who travel at the end of the year don't go for skiing, but for outdoor walks and hiking.
If there is a negative impact from all the mild weather, it could come most notably for local hotels that may suffer fairly late cancellations by Czechs who thought they'd be skiing by now. Unless the weather conditions improve, that could be unavoidable. Once the season does begin, it will have a lot to live up to. Last year, 2005-2006, saw a record number of skiers and snowboarders taking advantage of much more snow. Now it's all a matter of things picking up. Snowhill's Ratka Zaharova once more.
We are expecting colder weather next weekend, and then we can start our snow guns. We hope we get a lot of snow and the winter will be fun.